we go. Let's learn. We're up over here. Miyakir Yishlam Adav Samach Vav Mebeis.
I'm sorry?
Samach Vav Mebeis. 66.
Samach Vav Mebeis at the Mishnah on the bottom.
Miyakir Yishlam Hoy Malam Nosat Sukkah. We have to go also. We have to go very fast.
Yes, sure.
Miyakir Yishlam the Malav the Malav.
I'll try not to ask too many questions.
Miyakir Yishlam the Malav and Oysa the Malav the Malav.
What does Miyakir mean? The precious ones.
Yokar. Miloshim Yokar.
Yeah.
The precious ones of Yerushalayim. Who are these precious? The Talmidei Chacham, Rashi, the Chashuvim Yerushalayim, the Chashuvim. Who are the Chashuvim? I have no doubt that you would be from the Chashuvim if you were there.
No.
I'm sure if you ask them, they'll tell you.
The Chashuvim Yerushalayim, the ones that they get the kibudim under the chuppah by the chasnas. So they were the ones that they were malavim. They would escort
the Kohen Gadol.
Not the Kohen Gadol. It was called the one they lasol azazel.
Oh,
the Azazel is a celebrity here. It's being sent out to the Tzoik, to the mountain.
To the cliff.
Yeah. Off the cliff. Malavano say at Sukkah Hari Shayna.
Because he has Chashev people.
Avada, Chashev will score them Chashev. Probably only the Litvaks. The Hasidim, they didn't do this. They went to the Kohen Gadol to hear the Kohen Gadol. Add until Sukkah Hari Shayna. Sukkah Hari Shayna means their booths. There were booths all along the way in order. These booths were stop points for the person, the Ish Iti. He stopped along the way to take a rest, and even though it was Yom Kippurim, they had food, they had Reisman Danishes.
If he got hungry or thirsty, he would stop.
Right. He was allowed to. He never actually did so, but if he wanted to,
that was the whole purpose of this.
Yes, they had Sukkah Rishona Eser period. Eser Sukkah is Yerushalayim Atzoyk.
Why is he allowed to eat?
Why? Because that's not. We'll see the Gemara.
It's
the Avodas Hayoim.
But it's Yom Kippur, you can't eat.
We have to learn the Gemara. It's Doiche.
How do you know this?
The Gemara is going to learn. We're going to see. One thing at a time. Let's read this. Miyakir Yerushalayim Hoyim Malav Noisa at Sukkah Hori Yishon, the first Sukkah. Eser Sukkos from Yerushalayim Yatzek. There were 10 Sukkos from Yerushalayim at Tzek until Tzek means the cliff where they threw the animal off the cliff. Yeah?
So look what Rashi says here.
Rashi says, "Atzukah Rishonah Sukkah Sukkah Oslo Baderach Ubnei Adam Holchem Lagur Sham. They would live there Lufnei Yom Kippurim Shemalav.
Who's the Bnei Adam?
People, Stamaz, anyone who wants. They would live there Lufnei Yom Kippurim Shemalav.
Now it's going back. Now it's going back on the one who's bringing.
Right, and they would escort the person that took the animal to the tzoik. He would be escorted by the Akida Yushalayim.
What is tzoik? A cliff.
The cliff. Okay. The cliff. They took the Azaz. People would escort the person that took the animal to the cliff. They would be escorted. People they would lodge. It's like they went to.
Sukkahs were there, I guess, or maybe just before.
They put them up. It's like this is the makar for going to. Where do they go to for Hashanah?
But why only before Yom Kippur? Like small hotels. What about before Yom Tovim? Sukkahs.
No, because they threw. This was the Avodas Hayom.
No, it says Bnei Adam. That came to.
People there went special to escort to.
No. But he says Bnei Adam. We used to go there to live there before Yom Kippur.
In preparation.
You mean people that are going to escort him?
Yes. In preparation. We had Malchim Lagorsham to live there.
So you could actually dwell there. It wasn't just a hotel.
It was a hotel. They had hotels. All different hotels. They had the plaza, the Waldorf.
Why is it called a sukkah?
What?
Why is it called a sukkah then? Why not like
a booth?
Okay, next.
Eser Sukkos, there were 10 Sukkos, Yerushalayim v'yad Tzoik.
And he went through,
There were 10 Sukkos, Tishim Ris, Rashi.
He actually went inside, he just escorted and he passed by.
Exactly. Tishim Ris,
like a trail.
Rashi says it was 90 Ris. Rashi says, Yerushalayim v'yad Tzoik, was Yerushalayim v'yad Tzoik. Ris is a distance, it's a measure of land. Okay, there was a measure of land between Yerushalayim and the Tzoik. Har Gvoi V'Tzokov, could I mean B'Mitzio, also L'Rosh HaTzoik in V'Nafla.
What does that mean?
It was a very high mountain. The Tzoik, this cliff, was a very high point.
It's also L'Rosh.
Okay, it was a very high point, and it was 90 Rish, Shivu Mechsel L'Chol Mil. They're telling you these shivu mechzah.
Who fell?
The animal. You just Rashi is giving you an example. Vayitin the Mishnah, Tishim Rish, Shivu Mechsel L'Chol Mil. There was 7.5 risks of every mill. Over here, it's over here, they're telling you the calculations. This is the measuring. There are 7.5 mil of risk the whole mill. A mill is approximately 3/4 of a mile.
Yeah.
3/4 of a mile and take.
Machlokes and whether it's
fine. Yeah. 3/4 of how long it takes to walk? 18 minutes.
18 minutes or 20
or 24 up to 24 minutes.
Yeah.
Of the Chabad, makes the whole 24 minutes at the very make when it comes to matzah.
The same thing as
when they make matzah. When they make matzah, they bake matzah until 24 minutes. Do you know that? Chabad.
That's a kola.
That's right. That's right. It was once a very big thing. Yes. Yes!
I wouldn't eat Lubavitcher matzah then.
Well, there was a din Torah, they made matzahs, and they divided the matzah between the 18-minute batch and anything that was made from 18 to 24. And they accidentally sold to the Litvaks between the 18 and the 24.
It was a din Torah.
Not Geneva, but it was Shas Chametz. Chametz, all the kalim has happened. Yes, because they bake until 24 minutes, and the litvaks only went until 18 minutes. So they differentiate. They watch the clock until 18 minutes is miyuchad.
They would do that first, and then the 24.
Well, they would keep on going. They would just take notes and know when they would stop vayta. It says there's shivu mechsel l'chol mil. There's 7.5 ris v'chol mil.
So come to host, how many mil is in 90 ris?
90 is 7.5 times 10. 7.5 times 10 equals 90.
Wow.
Vaida. Alkol suka v'suka oimim loy. Now we have to go vaida. We can't get some question. Alkol suka v'suka oimim loy. They would say to the person, the ish iti. They would say to him, Hare mazon, hare mayim. Sir, we have here some Reisman cookies. And we have here some Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Would you like, if you don't like Coca-Cola, we have Diet Coke.
Yeah.
What would you like, Pepsi or Coke? Okay, so therefore they said with this mazon and the mayim, would you like to eat? Rashi, okay, there's Rashi over here. Shiva,
Shiva.
Remember, this is daf yomi. It's like davening. Every five words you say.
Let's go.
Shiva mechsel ris lechol mil. Harei letishim ris yud beis mil. So therefore, for 90 ris is yud beis mil. V'heim yud aleph masayis. That's yud aleph masayis. We shalaim. So there's some more. It's wait. So therefore, it's how many? How long is it? Yud beis mil. Why?
How long is Yud Beis Mil?
Yud Beis Mil in miles. That's nine. That's three quarters of twelve is nine. 9 miles.
He walked by foot 9 miles.
9 miles in Yom Kippur.
He didn't
correct.
Go on a camel or a
no. He walked 9 miles in Yom Kippurim.
How long does that take?
9 miles. So how long does it take to walk 9 miles? Multiply a mil. The Yud Beis times 18.
Right.
What is 18? You have a calculator there? 18 times...
I don't have a calculator.
Now, here's a very important Rashi. Rashi says
so from one socket to another, it
is 1 mil,
yeah.
And there is one, and there is one disc. There are 2 mil. Ha'inu diktani malavno yisoy meisuka l'suka shahamil chum tchum Shabbos. A mil is tchum Shabbos. 2,000 amos. Chutz me'achan and shuv rochok beiz milin. The last stop. When you get from the last sukkah to the cliff, therefore it's 4,000 amos.
Umelaveu mil.
Yes, that's the Torah says to do so. Umelaveu mil v'oymen mirochok v'roye, and they were melam mil. And then when it came to the last, this is a very important Rashi, when it came to the last stop.
He let him go by himself.
They let the last mil. He would
the last mil.
Rashi says that this, what we think of here, is not what it says in Atokananta. Uvi Yushloishim, because there he writes.
Yeah,
it's not what he says. It's a very Gvaldi Rashi. Rashi is quoting Rabbi Eliezer like Kalir, the Kalir. Rashi is there for the Kalir lived before Rashi, obviously.
Uvi Yushloishim.
Who says, of course, that's if not for this Rashi telling us. Uveshloishim kadem who kotzav chodes. Okay, this is part of the nusach of the piyut he wrote. Uveshloishim kadem 30 measures who kotzav who ketzav chodes. No, I'm sorry. This is just not. Let's see what Zion on the side of the Gemara. It says over here.
Where?
The side. Let me see. On the side of the Gemara is Zion. Where is the Zion on the side? I think it's the top. The Ayin Mishpat.
Maimoni
Perigim Hilchos. No, that can't be. That's not where the Zion is. The Zion is on the right side. Misur Sashas. The right side.
Yeah.
Not the left side. But Parsha Shkolim. The Siluk Hamaschil Oz Reis.
You want to look it up there?
The Parsha Shkolim. No, we're not talking now. But Parsha Shkolim. The Siluk Hamaschil Oz Reisot. I guess this means this is probably a piyut a piyut or yitzer. Parsha Shkolim. I get the yitzros. The yitzros, the parshas. Do you say that?
Talks about.
Do you say the yitzros?
Sure.
Shlomi, do you say the yitzros? The yitzros. It says over here, b'yitzer parsha Shkolim b'silok hamaschil. At the end of the Dibur Hamaschil that says Ozra Isa. So therefore it's okay, we have to go look up what it says there to see how they did. He disagrees. He's coming to be chalik when it says over here, Vaita, Uvishleishim Kadim who ketsef a ris. Now he's giving us more definition. A ris is 30 kanim. Oysa cheshman eina oila lal paim amma hamil. Avil bebraisa. Yeah. Maybe that's what he quotes. So you have to go look all this up. Over there he gives a different calculation.
We'll look at later.
Whatever,
look
different calculation. I'm a braisa, but in the braisa of the Ezehu, the Hazinu, Bis Sifrei, Matsinu Shamida Chalukais Eretz Yisrael Asalava, Roichev Gvul, Kol Shevet Veshevet, the Roichev Gvul of every single Shevet, Shivim Vachamisha Mil is 75 mil. The Gamer Bilezer Kalir Mil. I don't know.
Okay.
The Gamer Bilezer Kalir Yosef came in the piyut in the piyut Erchatz.
Then I remember. Kapos. I remember that shtickle.
I have no idea. You remember this Shlomi?
Sure, I remember the Yitzres.
Wow, unbelievable! Sure. I never said the Yitzres my whole life. Maybe I did. I would remember.
And he notes here that you say the second day of Sukkot. But the Yitzres, look at this.
So that means that Kalir, he lived in Chutz Yaretz. He wrote a Yitzres for the second day of Sukkot. He lived in Chutz Yaretz.
Oh, that's
a whole Shiloh. Where did he live?
That's
a good point. This is everything he wrote was Baruch
HaKadosh.
Ayin Hei Mil Charit Soisei. Vehem Chof Aleph Elef Konim. That's 25,000 Konim. Shebesefer Yecheskel. Shenemar Min Amida Hazois Tamud. The whole kana of Amos,
what's a kana? Kana means a reed.
It's like a foot. It's a certain. It was an industry standard. Industry standard. They had special standards. Tain l'chol alpaim amo mil harei ayin mil.
So he's just saying that
I have no idea what I read in Laskavaita. No, he's saying that Rabbi Eliezer Kalir himself contradicted himself. In one place, In one place, the Cheshon comes out correctly. In one place, the Cheshon does not come out correctly. I have no idea what this means. Let's go weiter. All we have to do for our... We're learning over here like Balabatim, Dafyomi.
Some want to say there's a daya that says Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. I'm not sure.
Some say there's many opinions. In the
some say it's much later.
Right, in the Hakdamah to all of the Kinos that they have all the lab. Who was Rabbi Eliezer Kalir? He's the mystery man.
Doylem, he probably knows all the Shittas.
Many Shittas. Who was Rabbi Eliezer Kalir?
Very quickly, the Rabbi Kadosh always skipped. He would omit every yoyt except for Blaz HaKadosh.
Oh.
Mishabur.
Murdik. There are 21 of the 45 kinos that we see on Tisha B'Av that were written by Rabbi Eliezer HaKadosh. 21. Vayit over here.
Next.
Weiter over here in the Mishnah. So therefore, I'll call Sukkot Sukkot. The last one they did not go to the Tzayik. From the distance, wherever they would say, it's massive. What he would do.
You can see that far what he's going to do.
A thousand Amos. They would see 2,000 Amos. You can see, I guess, yeah, it's a Chiddush. He's saying over here, you know, you're learning from this Mishnah, Murdik Yisoid.
They have very good vision.
That why talk is the Tuchum Shabbos only 2,000 Amos? What's the longness of 2,000 Amos? You see from this Mishnah that that is the most you can see from the distance.
A mil is a pi.
Not a mil. A mil is right. It's a mil of a pi mamba. You see from
that's
this Mishnah, that's how far you can see when you're standing on a flat piece of land. You can see as far, you can see what a person is doing. Once a person gets more than 2,000 amos away from you, assuming there are no buildings in between and it's a flat surface, you can no longer see what he's doing with the naked eye.
Assuming is 2 feet, so how much is 2,000 amos?
We have an assumption, three quarters of a mile. 2,000 amos is about 3/4 of a mile.
You can see 3/4 of a mile.
Two quarters of a mile. I know, so therefore you know that's basically...
That's a lot.
One, two, basically like three avenue blocks.
That's very far. Who
three
can see that
avenue
far?
Blocks. If there's nothing in between on a
you
clear
see
day.
He's doing the
not the yuk, but you can see enough. You can see enough that if he takes the animal and throws the animal off a cliff, he didn't put the animal into a truck. You can see him doing that. That's the Gemara's. That is the Gemara's maskana.
It's amazing.
And that gives us a gilui, the revelation. We have now a naya insight into why is the Tchum Shabbos 2,000 amos. Because when a person gets past 2,000 amos, he's still connected to the city. on Shabbos you're allowed to, what is the tum of a city? 2,000 amos. Why? Where did that number come? Where?
After you leave the city, you could walk 2,000
You could walk on Shabbos 2,000 amos, but you're not allowed to walk more than 2,000 amos. Why?
Very good.
Because you're shaykh to see. You still be connected. People can see you, and you can see them. That's what comes out of that smach. Zayin Amad Aleph Masech the Yoma. I never knew this. You
still get reception from your
smartphone. He's saying, well, now you can't even get to reception. Much too far for that. But it's a Mardi Gazach. That's the Divrei Torah. You learn the whole Masech
the Erevin. Shishyanka brings the name of Rav Dov Oppenheim. Rav Dov Oppenheim, in Prague, before Night Muta, he talks about the Pai Mamba, that even if you could hear the person with that device, so someone was giving the shiur, so what kind of a device is he talking about? It's four cell phones.
Yeah.
He talks about the device.
Chvesnish.
Rav Dov Oppenheim.
Maybe that technology, whatever it was. Yeah. But over here, learn a Mardi.
What was that? What year?
We're talking about in the late 1700s.
No, when you raise the volume, when you're talking to the phone, it gets muffled. You see, now that you raise it so good, you can't go talk too close to the microphone. It gets muffled now. You see, you make a tikkun in one place, life is like a short tablecloth. If it's good on one side, it's not good on the other side.
Okay.
Vital. Next. The whole life is like that. Everything in life is like that.
Next.
Allah, so therefore, this is a, see, Divrei Torah, Anin, Mekhav, Hashim, Mekhav, Hashim, Mekhav, Hashim, you can learn the whole Masech, the Shabbos, the whole Masech, and you'll never come to understanding why Taka is the Tum 2000.
Because you
learn to be a Masech, the Yoyma, that's where they stopped. Because that's the last place where they can still see what he's doing over here. Allah, Oymin, Merachu, Vroyas, Masav, Maho, you say, what would he do? Choylek Lashon, he gets a Choylek Lashon, Shal Zuchairis, he would take a tongue of wool. A wool?
To split.
A tongue of wool.
Yeah. He doesn't get the tongue of wool. The tongue of wool was cotton at the time of the Beis Hamikdash.
Right. Fine. Right. Before he left. Correct. Before he set out on the journey.
I don't even know if he did it. Maybe the people who did the Geirel did it.
It says more. It says Ma Hoyo Isa. It says here in the Mishnah, Ma. It sounds like he did.
What did he do? He didn't create the Geirel. He didn't create the wool. He would split it. He would cut it.
Right. He would part it. Correct.
Ma Hoyo Isa. Chaylik, he would split. Lashon Shal Zucharis. Chetzer Kosher Besela. Chetzer Kosher Bein Shnei Karnav. Two would know. It seems like he did it when they arrived at the location. It seems when they arrived at the location, they took it and they would split it. Half would go on the rock.
Right, but before they arrived at the location, he still had a full strip of red wool.
Correct.
And what was that mount? How long was this and the strip of red wool?
How big? It doesn't say how big it was. It was whatever it was.
Okay, next.
He would split it and he would tie half to the rock. V'chetzer kosher ben shnei kain between the two horns of the animal. V'doicha foy la'achadav, he would push it backwards.
The animal.
The animal will be facing him. The animal will be pushed backwards. V'chu miskalgel, the animal will roll. Would roll. V'yored v'lohoye magil l'chatzi har ad shanase evorim. Evorim, it already, the limbs came into pieces. The limbs were broken into many pieces. Bav Yashav.
A high mountain then.
What? Yes. Bav Yashav Loitachat Sukkah Achrayna. And then he would return. The mountain was 4,000 amos away from the last Sukkah. He would return back to the 4,000 amos backwards and he would sit there Ad Shetechshach until night. He would not come back to the Beis HaMikdash. The person the Ish Iti who escorts the Azazel, he becomes Tamei. It's like the Paraduma. It's like this week's parasha.
Interesting.
And he becomes Tamei. Umeimasai Metame Begadim, Mishayatza Chutz Lechamasash, when he leaves the worlds of Yerushalayim.
He becomes Tamei.
Rabbi Shimon Mishimon says, Mishas Dechiyasa Letzaik, no, he becomes Tamei from the time Dechiyasa Letzaik.
So according to this, while he's taking this, he's Tamei. While he's doing the halvai by pushing off the cliff, according to this, he's already Tamei since he
correct,
didn't
correct,
off.
Correct,
he
correct.
He ought to be Tamei, what's wrong?
Right.
No, but it's interesting, he's doing the halvai, the Tamei Nahai, it's exerts
the
cost of
the microphone is too. You have to go back and fix the settings, the sound is no good.
I'm putting it in my hand.
So, alright, fine. But don't. Yeah, it's very good, very good. Excellent.
Yeah, I'll try it this way. Oh,
now it's geschmack. Now the sound is gold.
You want to learn the Rashi?
Okay, Rashi. Hari Maim was in Rashi. Big Mama Farsh ain't any day. Mamisha Yeshle pass Pesal Lamisha ain't lie. He never ate. The truth was, he never actually ate food.
Because it was Yom Kippur.
But he was allowed to. And therefore, just knowing in your mind that if you want, you can eat.
You mean, if he really wanted to, he could eat?
Yes.
The mere fact he could eat that already.
Right, exactly. That's why people get married. Pass Pesal. Yeah. Right? Vait, it takes away the Yetzirah. Yeah.
So the mere fact you don't like that kind of bread, that's the problem.
So the mere fact that it's permissible for him to eat That means he won't be famished.
Right, exactly. It's a psychological. Chazal was psychologist. Vayit in the Rashi, she'ena magil emo litzayk. Next, she'ena magil emo litzayk. Kamoshe b'Rashi le'el lefish shehu rochak beiz mil. They would not mamish go to the very end. They only went 1 mil. And the last mil, they would stand at a distance. Cholik l'shoyn z'shol soros. He would split the tongue of wool. The Gemara b'farish taima. Bo v'yesh of loy choyzer atzuka hachren. He came back one mil. Ah,
no, 2 mil.
I'm sorry, he came back until the last sukkah, 4,000 amis. Choyzer at sukkah achrein, alpi shah hayoitzi, chut for tchum afilu bershus, ein loy ella alpaim ama. Merdeka kasha.
What is it saying here?
If a person leaves the tchum, you're not allowed to walk, you're not allowed to go back, you have to stand in for the remainder of Shabbos.
Right.
So he's way past the tchum. So why don't we say that on Yom Kippur, that he has to stay where he is?
This guy could eat in Yom Kippur, you're going to tell me he can't go out of the tchum?
He's allowed to go out of the tchum, but he's not allowed to go back. So the question over here is, has that solo people allowed to go back? If someone goes,
what's the problem?
The problem over here is he's pushed the animal off the cliff.
He fulfilled his obligation.
He did his duty. Mitzvah. So now you tell
me, what permits him to go back?
What? Can he eat now? No, he's not allowed to eat now. He's not allowed to eat now. But is he allowed to go back to? Is he allowed to go back to the last sukkah? Is he allowed to return to walk back to the last sukkah? So you would say no. You're outside the tchum. You went way past.
Wait a second. The tchum, the rice is Yud Beis Mil.
So he's taka good base mil. This Rashi said above that this taka this is your base mil.
It's bargana.
This bargana.
Bargana. You're allowed to.
No, let's see. But this you taka. This is the raisa. This is your base mil. The tzoik is yud. Rashi says is yud.
But he's only going to the first spot. He's only going one. He's only going to.
No, the entire thing is outside the tchum.
Right, but on his return back after he drops off the animal.
But the halach is if you find yourself outside the tchum, you're not allowed even to walk one amma.
Yeah, I understand, but in this case, you see so many things were made, otherwise you wouldn't accept.
So over here, we're making a pshara. We allow him to go back. We allow him to go back one to one to sukkah, but we do not allow him to go back all. Whereas, why don't we let him go all the way back home? Someone goes not solo call.
Because that rachmanism, he was weak, fasting. He's
so
afraid.
Why don't we let him go back all the way back home?
He's afraid to be by himself.
If someone goes not solo call, can they go all the way back? What's the halacha?
Rav Moshe Feinstein says yeah, yes. But otherwise you wouldn't.
The reason is because so they have to go ahead and do another one.
Another one? Another
yeah,
one?
That's why Itzala goes back.
No, so that's not what Moshe says. Let's say you're not. Let's say you're done for the day. Let's say you're not going
to
go back and do another one. Let's say you're done
maybe
for the day. No, Rav Moshe says you can go back. Because if you're not going to let him go back, he's not going to go to
the first
begin
time
with.
Around. He's not going to walk.
Even if he's not planning. Yes, that's all the guys. Sometimes all the guys they turn off. They don't care. They turn off the radio. I'm done for the day. I don't care. I don't want to hear. I'm done. I did my duty for today. Hatzolah, there are many times, I spoke to Hatzolah guys, there are many times
they rotate.
They have many times, no one answers the calls. They put out a call in the middle of the day, and no one answers. No one's interested.
Really?
And during every day. Oh, okay. So they have a whole protocol. They call EMS. They have a whole system with people who they call, private companies who call for money. They don't answer every single call. Hatzolah, when you call Hatzolah, they don't necessarily volunteer to answer every single call. It depends. If not,
I don't think you're right.
I asked one a big Hatzolah guy 2 weeks ago, and I asked him. I told him with my son that I called Hatzolah on myself, and they didn't come so fast. It took a very long time. I was very disappointed.
Really?
It took a very long time. It was a big sakana, and they didn't come, so they came. Whatever. They took their time to come. So he says they don't always have people on. They don't always have people in the time of the day, depending where it is.
They don't always have people, but they answer the phone.
They answer the phone for sure. They answer the phone. That's for sure.
They always ask you the situation.
Ask you the information.
It's life-threatening, whatever.
They always, of course, they answer the phone, no matter what. They could be in business and answer the phone. Yeah. But when they do not have staff, they themselves call EMS or they call. They have a whole. He told me they have a whole protocol. Who they call? Who they deal with? Who they work with?
Yeah.
These companies, they get money. They're very eager to go. Volunteers don't always show up. So let's say a guy on Shabbos says, I've done my duty, I went on one call, I'm not going back, I'm not going another call today. Is he allowed to go back home? The answer is yes. You know why? Because if you don't let him go, you're not going to go to the beginning with very even the first time. So we hear this is the sugya. This is the makar of the sugya that over here, they let the guy go back only one sukkah. They don't let him go back more than one sukkah. You hear the ma'isa with Sylvia Shlomi?
But again, okay, forget it.
It says only goes back one. Back in the Raya, Aval pisha hayetzichus l'tchum afil b'rishus ein loy alapaimama mimakam sheyatzel l'sham b'rishus L'zeh tiul lefi shehu mu'une v'cholash. Rashi is mu'une v'cholash v'yod sheyorei l'amo yechidi b'midu
y'am b'shetel shach. So why do they permit him to go back all the way back?
Why not? Yeah. Good kash, I don't know the answer. I guess the answer must be because he'll anyway go. Because the ish iti, I guess the chazal yorlusev daitoy, he's willing to do the mission, even if he's not going to be able to return all the way home, as long as you let him go back at least to the last sukkah.
But if they permit him to go back, he might as well.
No,
go
they
back.
Don't. There's a limit to how much Chil Shabbos, Chil Yom Tov.
What about Borgenen?
Borgenen is not out of the tchum. There is no Borgenen here.
No.
You have to have every 70 amos, you have to have another hut.
Yeah.
There's 4,000 amos. 4,000 amos of
every
dead
space. Every 70 amos, you have to have another hut.
Yes. Every single amos. It's not Borgenen. There's no 70 amos.
Dwelling,
it's,
whatever.
Right, but there's no
you
huts.
Sure every 70 amos?
Every 70 and two.
How many feet is that 70 amos? That's 140 feet.
It's a very short distance. Now we go to the Gemara. Turn to the Rashi.
But does he have to toivel himself?
Yeah, of course. Not now, though. In the evening, at night, whatever.
When it says you wash your clothes, automatically you have to toivel yourself?
Yes. That means he's an avatoma.
So anytime when it says just begadim, it means himself.
He's an avada.
So why doesn't it say?
That's the way the Torah, this is partially the same thing as v'rachas begadim. It means he's an avatoma.
Okay.
Because that means he's an avatoma. Means the clothing is a rishayin.
It's an amazing.
There's 10 sukkos and there are 12 milin hayu. Dev Rabbi Meir. That's the way we learn the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says no teisha sukkos. There are only 9 sukkos. He has a different opinion.
Yeah.
Okay, there are only 9 sukkos, and they're going to be 9 in the 9 million.
And every sukkah.
Rabbi Yossi, same thing. Yeah, right. We have to make the calculations. Rabbi Yossi, Oimer, Chamesh sukkos, only 5 sukkos. The Asara Milin Hayu, which basically is a much greater distance between the sukkos. The Kulon Al Yidei Eruv. All through the Eruv. Rashi, Chamesh sukkos, Asara Milin, Vachol Echon, Milaveu, Yossi, Mimil, Oy, Ar, Hasukkah, Al Yidei Eruv. So here's the kasha. Erev Techumen, he's saying a Mordechai kasha. Now you understand this to your kasha. It says here people escorted him. It says here, now how could people escort him? You're only allowed to go 2,000 amos.
Where did they didn't go more than 2,000 amos?
What?
They didn't go more than 2,000.
So if you learn that they were, it was a grand total of 12 million. And they were 10 sukkos, so then no one needed to go more than 2,000 amos. So that's why they lived there days before. They went to dwell there to be koine shvisa. The people who escorted him from one sukkah to the next sukkah, how far are they going? They're going 2,000 amos. Do you need an erev techumen for 2,000 amos? No. You do not need an erev techumen for 2,000 amos.
But beyond that,
you must be koine shvisa.
What, you, beyond 2,000?
You do
need.
Right. But if you go like the first two opinions, the first opinion, our Mishnah says that how was the distance from the beginning to the end? 12 mil.
Correct.
And how many sukkos were there? 10.
Correct.
And each one was a distance of 2,000 amos from Yerushalayim to 1, to 2, to 3.
Right.
The only one that had 4,000 amos was the last one.
Till the cliff.
So no one, if everyone
the
went,
last sukkah till the cliff,
was
yeah.
4,000. So therefore, everyone before Shabbos began, Yom Tov began, what did they do? They were koine shvisa. They were koine shvisa in
that. Koine shvisa, you mean they lived?
They lived there, exactly. They lived
there.
So
there was many people there that came.
Right. They had Yom Kippur davening.
When you're koine shvisa, do you have to actually sleep there or just eat there? Is that enough?
You have to live there. Okay, that's the Erev and Shiloh. What exactly? You just mean your bread has to be there. Your bread has to be there.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You don't have to eat, you don't have to live your bread. But they were, so why, therefore, if they're koine shvisa in this makam, are they allowed to, how far can they escort him? Without an Erev Techumen. 2,000 amos.
Right, the first 2,000.
If they want to, therefore, the people who went to the last sukkah, the sukkah number 10, how far was it from the last sukkah to
4
the tzaik? 4,000 amos. 2 mil. 2 mil.
I'm sorry, 2 mil.
4,000 amos. How far were the people in the last sukkah allowed to escort him?
1 mil.
Only one. Why not more? Because that's they were koine shvisa in the last sukkah, and they're only allowed to go 2,000 amos.
But I thought. I got it. Yeah.
Therefore, no one here needed to make an Erev Techumen because no one here is going more than 2,000 amos.
Correct.
But if you look like the last mandem that says there were only 5 sukkahs.
Yeah.
Oh, there were 5 sukkahs. So what's the gap between sukkah to sukkah? 4,000 amos.
4,000? What's that? It was 5 sukkahs?
If there was 5 sukkahs and it was 10 mil.
Ah.
So therefore, how many mil are there between sukkah to sukkah?
Me.
Two mil.
Two, four, six,
two
eight.
Mil. 2 fourths to their far, there are five
two
figures.
Mil.
2 mil. How much is 2 mil? 4,000 amas. If you're kind of shvitza in a sukkah, how far can you escort the fellow, the ishiti?
Oh.
Only 2,000 amas.
Right.
So if you want to be able to escort him 4,000 amas to the next sukkah, you need to make an
Erev
Tehumin. There's a solution.
Oh.
Solution, how much to make an Erev Tehumin?
After 2,000 amas.
Oh. So then you can go escort him how far? 4,000 amas with an Erev Tehumin. So therefore, that's what it's over here in the Mishnah.
What's the whole purpose of having a sukkah then, according to this opinion?
Because you need to be koine shvisa.
Correct. So you're already koine shvisa before you arrive to the sukkah.
You koine. So you put your bread. You're gonna live in the sukkah. You're gonna put your bread in a distance of 2,000 amas.
Correct.
And therefore, and you go back to the sukkah. Your sukkah is gonna be within
no,
2,000 amas.
If it was 4 mil between one sukkah to another.
So you live in sukkah. No, you live in one sukkah.
No, you can.
You can. You have
After
to.
After 2 mil, you already have to put a challah there. You have to put.
That's what exactly Erev Tehumin is.
Correct.
Erev Tehumin is you live in the city, and 2,000 amas away from the city, I put down my bread.
Correct.
So on Shabbos...
That means you put it down 2 mil before you reach your sukkah.
1 mil. A regular Erev Tehumin.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Right, you got
right,
it? Okay, good. Vayit in the Mishnah.
Don't you have to be able to eat it?
You do, that's right. That's what it's all about.
It's Yom Kippur.
Oh. He's asking a very good kasha.
Yeah.
How could Erev
so
work?
Gvaldi
Kasha. How can Erev work on Yom Kippur, Erev Tchumin? Oh, yes. What is the answer?
No, he doesn't ask. I don't know.
The Chassam is the
kasha? No, I have no idea.
You made it up. He's asking a murder kasha.
What about Shabbos?
It's Yom Kippur.
On Shabbos, technically, you're going to eat it?
Yeah, you can eat it. Yeah, you're supposed to. Go for Shalosh Shudas. Yeah, that's right. You're supposed to go there and taki eat it. Shalosh Shudas. That's right. Shabbos, you can eat it. That's the halach.
So you know what the terrorist is?
Yeah.
They can't eat it. But the one who's going with us, he could eat it.
No, but the Erev Tchum is for you. You're the one that is escorting him. He doesn't eat anything. He can violate all the rules. He'll do whatever he wants. It's the Malavim.
So according to this, that was 10 mil from the from the five sukkahs.
Yeah.
That means that every after every mil, they have to be kind of shvisa. That means
each,
a mil
each
before
sukkah.
They reach to the sukkah. A mil before.
Right, correct, exactly.
So why didn't they need a... So the sukkah was there for nothing.
If there were 10 mil and 10 sukkahs, you had to be koine shvisa in the sukkah.
If it was 10 mil, if then you had to be koine shvisa in the sukkah?
Yes, each set of people were malavim.
What's the whole purpose of the sukkah having, right? Why do you have
to be koine shvisa. You live there. You're not allowed to travel on Shabbos more than 2,000 amas.
No, I know, but so you need something. You need four walls in order to be koine shvisa with
they
a with
made
a kawa.
Whatever the case, they made a sukkah.
And what about in the Catskills?
Not the castles now. Over here in Brooklyn.
No, you just have a challah there. There's no four walls. There's no room.
What? I don't understand.
Wherever you live,
you're kind of shvisa.
Without being in a room.
The ikar shvisa is where your body is present.
Yes.
The way Erev works is I'm going to be here and my bread is over here. And I'm not going to be there. When Shabbos begins, I'm going to be in my house, and my bread's going to be out in the field, in the middle of the forest.
After 1 mil, that's where the challah goes.
Yes. No, less than that. Right. Yes.
And
yes.
1 second. But from the challah, you still
now
have another
Shabbos,
mil to go
yes,
to the sukkah. So
right.
What was the purpose of the sukkah? If you already had a challah here, and that permits you to go to 2,000?
That permits me to walk 4,000 amas.
So why do you need a sukkah? After 2 mil?
That's only for the other guy. For the next leg of the trip. But there's another people sitting in the next sukkah, and they're going to be able to go escort. This fellow, the Ish Iti, is going from sukkah to sukkah to sukkah to sukkah.
Right.
And we want there to be people who are going to escort him as he goes from sukkah to sukkah.
Yeah.
So at each sukkah, new people take over escorting him.
Right.
Why do new people take over? Because the old people...
I didn't know new people.
New people, yeah. Why? Because the old people can't go any further.
If they put a challah there before...
Oh, so if you put a challah there, how far does that allow them to go? Another 2,000 amas. But when you get to 4,000, they can't go anymore.
Meaning, according to that opinion, that was five sukkahs. When it reached the sukkah,
that's it. You can't go anymore. So the original, if you did not make an Erev, you only can go 1 mil. If there are 10 mil between the start and the end, you need 10 groups, 10 different groups.
So come to us that the one that says it was 10 mil, that means the first group, they didn't go back, they stayed in the sukkah.
They can go back if they want. No, they're allowed to travel.
They're
allowed to travel back and forth.
What was the purpose of having a sukkah there if they're ready?
For the next group.
Why?
The first group.
They have to put their own challah for the next, after a mil.
One thing at a time. If you learn, let's go on there. If you learn that there were 10 sukkahs,
yes, yes,
then no one needs to make an eruv.
Correct.
But the
why? Because the sukkah itself is
no. Because there are people living in each sukkah.
Only one meal then.
The people are living. There's a group A. Yeah. Let me even go back there.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Do we allow any one person to travel together with the ish iti from start to end?
No.
So why not? The ish iti is permitted to go travel Yud Beis Mil on Shabbos.
Yeah.
But a regular person is only allowed to travel on Shabbos 2,000 amos.
Correct.
The first fellow is going to score him 2,000 amos.
Correct.
That fellow is, I can't go one more am. I'm done. I'm out of the tchum. That's it, I have to stop right here. Who's going to escort you? Who's going to take over? So before Yom Kippur begins, a group of people, they live in this tent.
And they continue.
So they now, this is where we live, so we can go travel with you one meal.
And then the third group.
And then the third group.
And what happens to the other first two groups?
They can go back. They can go back 2,000 hours. But what happens? You only have five. You only have five tents.
And each one.
So then each one, two meals, they have to stop in the middle.
Correct.
You're stabbing in the middle. So what they did was, well, before Shabbos Yom Kippur begins, we'll make an Erev Techumen.
Right.
That will allow us to travel double.
Right.
So we'll be able to escort you. We will be able to escort you until the next sukkah.
Correct.
Double. Now Shlomi
is... And then the second group went, yeah.
We'll take over, we'll go.
So they would also have to...
Exactly. They also have to make a separate Erev.
I got it.
They live in their tent, make a separate Erev.
One mil before.
So Shlomi is asking you a question, how is it possible to make an Erev Techumen on Yom Kippur if you can't eat?
Right.
The whole purpose is this food, you are where you are.
Yeah.
So I don't know the age. I'm just thinking out loud. Is that it works? That's the way we even if you can't, like pas pasala, even though you're not allowed to eat, even though you're not allowed to eat it on Yom Kippur, the bottom line is it's pas pasala. If push comes to shove, it's pikuach nefesh. You can eat it. A person's mind is where his food is, even if he can't eat it. That's the way it goes. You think about food the whole day, even though you can't. A person wants to eat, go to a fancy prime rib, want to go to a fancy restaurant. Abigail's chavez. I can't afford to pay $200 for a dinner. Doesn't matter. If that's where the food is, that's where your mind is. They'll close up?
Next.
They went out of business?
COVID.
Done? No more? Finished?
No. Let's go.
Gone. Psst.
Next.
Okay. Now, next kasha I want to ask you. Why do you have to have an Erev Techumen? Why can't the people in the next sukkah be mekabelim? Go backwards.
What do you mean?
What's the reason why you need Erev Techumen? So the people in the first sukkah, they can travel 4,000 amos.
Correct.
Why travel 2,000 amos, and the people from the next sukkah, they can go 2,000 amos backwards? Kabbalah's panim.
One second. Between each tent is 2,000
amos? No, the second, third man, Rabbi Yossi says, look at Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, chomesh sukkos, there are five sukkos, which means in between each sukkah is how many amos? 4,000 amos.
Right, two men.
So how then is the people from sukkah number one go, how
so
is...
So you have to make an Erev.
Erev.
So you're asking me, why can't you take the second group to go backward?
Al yidei Erev. I'm asking you, Akasha, you don't need an Erev. Let the people in the next sukkah go backwards. You can walk a total of 4,000 amos. On Shabbos.
You mean, so every tent to tent, there should be the people that come backwards, and another people that go backwards.
You're going too close to the microphone. It's muffled. Good, it's good. Finally figured this out. Yeah?
It's a good concept.
So what's the yeah? I don't know, maybe because we don't want to trouble them to be lookouts. It's a very big thing. They're going to sit and wait the whole day. They're going to wait the whole day. They don't know when the Ish Iti is going to come. They don't know when it's going to show up.
What does
Iti
mean?
Iti means the Ish.
The designated man.
Right? The Mezumen. Shlomi, I have a warning here. It says that my battery, low battery. Your Mac will sleep soon unless plugged into a power outlet.
It's you.
Okay, so if we say goodbye, I want to wish you Shabbat Shalom. Unless we can plug this in somewhere, we'll see. What if we want to move over somewhere? What should I do over here?
You don't have a plug for that?
Battery over here? Let's plug it in. Let's plug it in. Why not? No one's coming over here. No one's coming now. Let's plug it in.
Rav Shlaima?
Yes, Rav Yisrael.
Yisrael Zev, when are you going to be coming back in person?
I don't know if I really am a person. I'm just an image.
No, we miss you. Your presence is
Oh, it looks good. It's good to see you.
Likewise. How are you feeling?
Baruch Hashem.
Baruch Hashem.
How about you?
Baruch Hashem. Shifshav further. Baruch Hashem.
It's very loud.
How are you?
You lost a little weight. You lost a little weight.
Oh, we're yeah? Thank you.
We're disturbing the elevator. How are
you, when you asked me, remember?
Okay.
Too loud.
Okay.
The whole shul is listening.
Let me go around.
All right, let's go. Let's go weiter.
Ah, you see? Okay, next.
Okay, good. Now you're good, Shlomi. I adjusted the volume on the computer. Weiter. Weiter. Let's go weiter. Okay, let's go weiter.
So, we're not matriach them to go on.
You don't want to burden them the whole day. They're going to be sitting in the forest. They're going to be sitting on the road waiting for the guy to come.
Yeah.
Let them sit in the house in their sukkah. And the guy shows up. He knock on the door. Oh, guess who's here today? Look who showed up. Okay.
Nee.
Let's go weiter. If you're going to make an Eruv, now this is my kasha, this is what I said.
Who asked
the
son of
Laz
asked him?
Yes. Why? Why? Because you put an Erev, they can go backwards. This is Mamash Makasha. If you go make an Erev, you can have 10 milin and you have two sukkos. Why? So what is he saying? Yecholani la'asais, I can make afilu shtei sukkos, two sukkos, yeah. V'asara milin and 10 milin.
You can make even two sukkos.
Now, if you have 10 mil, where are you gonna put the two sukkos? Are they gonna be 10 mil? You're gonna put them at 4,000 amos apiece. Look at Rashi. What is Rashi? Rashi over here says sochli.
Oh yeah.
Rashi sochli loz mili b'loshim sochik. Al Divarai, he was making litzonis. The Emily, in my day, Erev, die London Bebe Sukkah, Shahayu Bene Yushalai Mulavno Say Shnei Milin. Okay, he gives you the whole Cheshbin. Shlem, you with me over here? You with me?
Go ahead, let me hear the
Cheshbin. Imai, look at the Rash. Imai, the Erev, die London Bebe Sukkah, Shahayu Bene Yushalai Mulavno Say Shnei Milin. The people of Yerushalayim, they can make an Erev, they're going to be able to go 4,000 Amas, yeah. 2 Milin. Umi Sukkah Rishayna. Yatsu likrosai, from the first sukkah, yatsu likrosai. Now the people in the first sukkah are going to go backwards to milin. Umisukkah rishonah yatsu likrosai beis milin. Hare dalid milin. Okay, we're only going to have two sukkahs. And we're going to have the people of Yerushalayim who live in Yerushalayim, they're going to be able to travel 2 mil. How are they going to be able to 2 mil? By making an Erev. An Erev allows you to go from 1 mil to 2 mil.
Yeah.
Correct? So we're going to put down the bread
after 1 mil.
The area of 1 mil. So the people of Yerushalayim are going to be able to travel how 2 mil.
Correct.
Now 2 mil ahead of this is going to be the first sukkah.
Correct.
And they're going to make an area of backwards. They're going to make an area of backwards which will allow them to travel 2 mil backwards.
Yeah.
Okay, Nachmo, from Yerushalayim, how far can you travel with an Erev? You can travel 2 mil.
Yeah.
Good? Now, we come to 2 mil. Now, there's no. Now, 2 mil ahead of this location is a sukkah.
Yeah.
Fast forward 2 mil ahead of us, there's a sukkah. The people in that sukkah are going to make an Erev going backwards, which will allow them to travel backwards 2 mil. To greet the ish iti and take over the escort.
Right.
Then they're going to come to the sukkah.
Backward. Why do they have to go
here? Look at the page. Here's Yerushalayim. Right. Yeah, here's it. Yeah. So we're going to travel over here. We're going to make
and
it.
Chayma,
we're going to. Here is the 2,000 mark. Right. Yeah. Shlomi, you with me?
Okay.
Here's the 2,000 mark. Here's Yerushalayim.
Yeah.
How far can you travel without an Erev? How far can you travel?
2,000 amas.
So here's where you can travel. They're going to make an Erev. Mm-hmm. What's the Erev going to allow them to do? Another mil. Okay, so how far are we now? 2 mil.
Right.
Here is sukkah number one.
Yes.
Sukkah number one.
Sukkah number one is already there.
No sukkah. There's no sukkah. That's the Maharsh Kash. There's no sukkah. Here is Yerushalayim.
Yeah.
Here is 1 mil.
Yeah.
Okay, Erev.
Yeah.
airbagging now go another mil, yeah. 2 mil. There's no sukkah. Here is the sukkah. The sukkah, how many mil? 2 mil, another 2 mil. Now, the people who live in this sukkah, what are they going to do? They're going to make an Erev Tchum before Shabbos, which will allow them backwards, allow them to go from here all the way till over here. Okay, so now, so they're going to go backwards, they're going to sit and wait in the street, they're going to wait over here for the Ishiti to arrive.
I got it.
They're going to go all the way back.
I got it.
And now he'll be able to go and reach over here to the sukkah. So far, how far have we gone from Yerushalayim? We've
four
gone
mil.
From Yerushalayim 4 mil, and we've come now to our first sukkah.
Right.
Now we're going to have other people who live in this area, they're going to make an Erev to go in 2 mil this direction.
Correct.
So they're going to go one.
That's six.
Six. Now we're up to six.
Six.
Yeah. Now, from here to here, there's going to be another 2 mil. We're going to have the second sukkah.
Second sukkah?
Right now, there's no sukkah over here.
Why?
Because the people living over here are going to make an Erev to go 2 mil.
Correct.
And they're going to stop here. There's no sukkah over here, but there's another sukkah over here.
Yeah.
And the people living in this sukkah, they're going to make an Erev to go backwards.
I thought between one sukkah and another is 2 mil.
That's the kasha. It's only two. We're asking a question now. How many sukkahs are there in total? We had different opinions. One said there were 10. Now they're going to ask kasha. You're going to make an Erev. Once you're going to make an Erev, you don't need five sukkahs. Two sukkahs should be sufficient.
Six.
Two sukkahs.
2, 4, 6, 8, 10. No, but between one sukkah to another, we're 2 mil. 2, 4,
this
six,
is the
eight,
Gemara,
ten.
This the Gemara is asking a question now. If you're going to make use of the technique of Eruv Tehumin, you don't need to have five sukkahs.
Let me hear something.
You can have two sukkahs.
So the second sukkah.
The second. You start from Yerushalayim, okay, all over again. How far can you go from Yerushalayim with an Eruv? How far?
1 mil.
With an Eruv.
1 mil, which is 2,000 amas.
Well, you don't need an Erev to go 2,000.
No, two mil.
Two mil.
Two mil.
So here's the diagram. Here's the usual line. How far can I go with an Erev?
Two mil.
Here's my pen. This is mil number one.
Yeah.
You don't need an Erev.
The first group goes to the sukkah, 2 mil.
They need an Erev to go 2 mil. What are you talking about? You can't leave your shlime. You can leave your shlime only the tchum. It's 2,000 amas. So I make an Erev. How far can I go with the Erev?
Two mil.
Is there a sukkah yet?
No.
Right there is a sukkah.
No. There's no sukkah there. No, that's exactly the point. There is no sukkah there. That's the Gemara's kasha. There's no sukkah there. But the people can't escort him anymore. But you know what's going to happen? The people from the sukkah that are 2 mil, they're going to greet. They're going to sit and wait. Like I asked you the question before. They're going to wait for him. From here.
So the guy from mil four is going to go with it.
Backwards.
I mean, before Yom Tov, they're going to put a challah there.
He's going to make an Erev backwards.
Right. They're going to make an Erev backwards. Here is the sukkah.
I got it.
He's going to make an Erev backwards.
Correct.
So he can go back. How far can he go back?
2 mil.
So right now, here's Yerushalayim. Here is Yerushalayim. And here is the first sukkah.
Correct.
What is the distance between Yerushalayim and
the
first sukkah? 4 mil.
Correct.
There's only one sukkah so far.
Right.
4 mil.
Right.
How were you able to escort him? Well, the people living in Yerushalayim made an Erev Tehumin,
right,
so they could escort him 2,000,
right,
2 mil.
Right.
And the people living in this sukkah,
right,
made an Erev backwards,
right,
so they can pick him up,
right,
in the middle.
Take him to the sukkah.
Pick him up to the sukkah. Now there are other people in this sukkah. They're going to make an Erev Tehumin going the further. Going in this direction. Going weiter.
Correct.
Going the other
another
direction.
2 mil.
And then they're going to have your second sukkah. A second sukkah over here, this is sukkah number two, they're going to make an Erev backwards to pick him up.
And the second sukkah is going to be situated where? After 2 mil
four,
from the first?
4 mil from here.
Oh.
So the people...
In other words, 8 mil.
Now we're holding 8 mil.
Eight.
And now you'll make the people over
eight
here...
8 mil? What's it? Two, four.
Yeah, but the first one...
Two.
Four.
One
the
two.
First one is four, and the next one is another four.
Oh, I got it.
So that's two sukkahs. Now when
right.
you get to over here, how much space is there from here to the tzaik? 2 mil.
Correct.
So let them go make an Erev and they can go all the way to the tzaik. So what have you...
Those people can't. They went backwards.
Okay. No, make new people. New people. You have two groups. Two groups of people living in the sukkah.
Yeah.
Some people made an Erev backwards,
okay,
some made
so
Erev forwards.
This is the first sukkah that you need two groups. The other ones, you didn't need two groups.
You did need two groups. In both sukkahs, you need two groups.
Mm-hmm.
In both sukkahs, you need two groups.
I got it.
The first sukkah is 4,000 amas, 4 mil away from Yerushalayim.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And you need to send people backwards, you send people forwards.
So the last group of people, they could go...
With an Erev.
It says you have to...
Well, that's only because they didn't make an error. But if you want to make anything all the way to the very end. Okay. So it turns out that you can have from here to here 10 mil and only have two sukkahs.
So two sukkahs,
Right, but they didn't build the sukkahs.
Oh, I got it.
Because of the Sarah Mishtaleach.
Four, five, six.
They didn't build the sukkahs for the purpose of the Sarah Mishtaleach.
Okay.
They did. They did build the sukkahs. Yes. No, they built the sukkahs.
And people actually lived on the kippur and the sukkahs.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Ma'ariv, Arvis.
Thank you.